couscous salad topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
I'm still up
in the shade with those blues on the radar. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Just give me the sausage.
Cross
the road. Well, isn't that great?
Oh, man.
That's obviously Frank Caliendo doing an impression of me, and a pretty good one.
Who are you, Adam Lambert?
Pretty good one. He was in the studio long enough to pick up, my voice, tonality, or whatever they call it. That wasn't me.
No, you would never say, give me the sausage.
No, why would I ever say that?
That's crazy.
It'd be a stupid, crazy thing to say. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. My name is Frank. That guy over there is Peon, and the other guy over there is Dan. We'll introduce them completely.
Florence is over there.
Where's Florence?
Florence is over there. See, only the long-time listeners. Only the long-time hardcore listeners would get that.
Mimi and Florence and...
Who else was in there? Matt? Was Matt in there at one point?
I think so. I don't know if he had a name.
What are you going, 10 years? How long ago was that?
Oh.
Oh, I would love to know. I would love to know a timeline of everything here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
We need a documentarian.
We'll be here 17 years this July, and to see a printout of everybody who has come and gone would be hilarious to me. I don't even know if there's a way to do that.
Yeah, I've almost been at the station as long as you guys, but not with you the whole time. I was.
Here's your assignment, Peon. See who in the office one day you can find who would know that. Somebody has to have records of that. They probably won't give it to you because they know we're going to make fun of the station.
Corny may.
Cornbread.
He has a steel trap memory.
We need to start a list. Burke segment. Do we have it? It's Wednesday, so Dr. Doug will join us next hour. If you have pets, be ready with your questions. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. This is Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
I am proud to say that I smoked my last cigarette yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Dan, what are you going to do for the break? Is he just going to go out with him
because I'm now on the vape train. Nicotine vaporizer.
But you don't have to go out with that.
I don't, but I will, just to be...
So Dan won't be alone.
Yeah, camaraderie Dan and I have together.
Now, Dan, do you think this will wear off? You go out with Peon to smoke, and he's got the vapor water, and you think you'll be tempted to go that way?
He's had one in the past.
Yeah, I've had one in the past.
The electronic cigarettes, though.
So this is different.
Yeah, this is one that uses the nicotine liquid.
It's actually really nice, and it probably tastes more like a cigarette than anything I've tried.
Yeah, this thing, it looks like the best
way... thing that you tried to taste most like a cigarette would be a cigarette.
Well, yeah, but this is...
No, but they add the tobacco flavor to the actual juice. Mm-hmm. So when you inhale it, it actually tastes like a cigarette. This thing looks like an electronic toothbrush, I guess, would be the closest way to describe it.
It's a big thing.
It's... And this one has variable voltages. And I went for one of the most complex ones out there,
God. It's like steroids.
It'll last. I mean, this thing's durable because it's, you can hear it.
How many drags will you get off of that thing?
I don't know yet. So you fill the, there's a tank on the top.
Battery operated.
It's a giant battery, though. I've never heard of this battery before. It's called an 18650 battery. It looks like a AAA on steroids. It's probably like twice the width and a little taller.
How long will the battery last, do they say?
That I don't know either.
I guess it depends on how much you smoke it.
Yeah, I think the liquid in the battery all depends on how much
Is this what Brian, one of our listeners, yes, who's been on about 10 trips with us and will be with us, I'm sure, this year, is this what he was smoking on the trip?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's, I don't know. His may have had cartridges, though.
Yeah, he had a little, I think it was full of the oil stuff, too, because he had a little reservoir on his, and but it wasn't nowhere near the size of this thing.
This one's pretty big.
Yeah. See, I wish I knew. My son asked me a year ago. He said, "Dad," he said, "you know, we're doing okay. We've got a little money to invest. We're thinking about that. What do you think we should put any money in this e-cigarette or these vapor things?" And I said, "Man, that's a great question, because
I would say
they're
yes.
either gonna just go crazy and take over the smoking world, or." Somebody in the tobacco industry is going to work with the lobbyists, the congressmen, whatever, to shut it down and find a reason to say you can't smoke them in the public because it'll cut into the tobacco business. But the smart tobacco companies are actually also in this business.
Yeah, I think
and
they're
I don't know if
it.
They are yet. I haven't heard Marlboro.
Yeah, no. Philip Morris is.
Are they?
Yes.
Secretively, I guess, because, you know, I don't think they put their name brands on anything yet.
No, but I read an article 6 months ago where, like, Liggett Myers, Philip Morris, they're all getting into it. They have to. It's either it puts them out of business or they get into it. If it really goes well, it could kill them.
These vapor stores are already popping up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's one on Dorset, not too far up the street from the station.
Yeah, I would guess there's probably 20 in the St. Louis area already around.
Well, everything about it is more appealing to smokers and non-smokers than a cigarette. But to me, and man, I'm not a smoker. Okay, I've never smoked cigarettes. I'm not endorsing smoking cigarettes in any way. I don't care if people smoke. I'm not a believer in the secondhand smoke crap. But one of the cool things I always thought about a cigarette was when you're down to the end and you do that flip where you just kind of flip it. You know, you're done. You got to go into a meeting. So yeah.
I don't think after you've been smoking a while, that's cool anymore. That part of it, at least.
That was the I used to take my dad's cigarette butts and take them outside and practice flipping them just to be cool. I would act like a cool guy hanging out. I'd lean up against the house and then I'd just flip that thing.
I used to take my grandma and grandpa's cigarettes out of a pack. I would take a whole cigarette out and I acted like I was smoking it. But then when I was finished, instead of putting it back, I'd put it out.
So I was
just smashing it and putting it out.
So they come home and see a bunch of full cigarettes smashed in their
house. There's about three or four full cigarettes in there.
And you never lit them.
No, never lit them. Oh. I just acted like I was smoking.
I remember one day my dad, because all guys wore hats. My dad's from that hat generation. John Kennedy killed that whole deal. If you don't know that story, it's a great story. Yeah. But I remember one day I was at home and I put my dad's hat on and I got a cigarette out of the ashtray. There was still like an inch or inch and a half of it. And I lit it and I stood in front of the mirror looking at myself with my dad's hat on smoking a cigarette. And I thought, I'm a grown man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I have to find my electric cigarette to take on the trip with us, because you can smoke those.
Why,
in the...
what trip, Dan? I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it either since we're going to have
wind
chills.
By the way, you won't forget tonight when it's 2 degrees.
And the wind chill 10 to 15 below.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see this thing going through security on this trip.
Yeah, it looks like a big stick of dynamite.
Because it is quite massive.
Well,
and
you can't
metal.
Be the first person that's taken one through.
No.
Is it on the don't carry list?
No,
I don't think so.
Mine went through all the time. Every time mine would go through.
Not gonna be
but
issue.
It's got a giant battery in it. But, yeah, we still don't know. Certain airlines.
You can't do it on the airline.
On any airlines?
As far as I know, the airlines are not letting people smoke electric cigarettes or anything like that on there because...
Only because of the reason that they said
People will want to smoke, actually light up
think,
a cigarette.
Oh, that guy's smoking a cigarette. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Isn't that the reasoning?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what the...
Well, the other reason is there have been people in restaurants who've complained. Some of these e-cigarettes that aren't blue on the end, they light up red. They look like a cigarette.
Yeah.
And there'll be people complaining to the manager, hey, that guy's smoking over there.
Well, yeah. With this thing, there will be no mistaking this for a cigarette.
Yeah, see, I don't know how anybody could be that stupid. I can't see that that's a real issue, that somebody on a plane would go, well, he's smoking, so I'm going to smoke when he looks looked over and it's blue.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't even look like
a cigarette.
And
then the people that are saying, oh, well, there may be some...
Oh, yeah, there might be some...
chemicals.
Secondhand
vapor. Not just water vapor.
You can expect that will happen.
The new,
they already
that's
do.
The New York mayor, right?
They
new
already
mayor
do that.
Has said that he's going to outlaw these things wherever regular cigarette smoking is outlawed.
He's an idiot.
I know.
This is a guy, a billionaire, who
no, this
to
isn't
tell-
Bloomberg. This
it's
is
not?
The new, no, the new mayor.
Well, he's an idiot, too.
He's coming in and trying
Bloomberg
to one-up
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg
was an idiot, and so is this guy.
They yeah. have, I've already seen an e-cigarette or whatever brand it was. Oh, it's blue. I
commercial.
Saw. Yeah, commercial, TV commercial for
him. Yeah, Stephen Dorff, I think, is.
Yeah, take back your freedom. And stuff, and they're showing a guy walking around smoking his electronic cigarette.
Well, what'll happen is Hollywood, once Hollywood makes it cool, once they put their stamp of coolness
it's
on
in a couple then movies,
then it's out. Yeah, it's out of control.
Yeah.
Then it's gone because the people, these numbskulls, whoever they are in the world, want to do whatever the stars do. So once you get some slick ads, and Katy Perry's got one, and you know who knows who,
George Clooney,
then the people want to go out and get them. Especially young people, because they tend to follow the lead of people like, you know, Britney Spears or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything about it to me is better than a cigarette. It's just, it's missing
a
little...
Oh, the smell. I can't, I mean, thank goodness the
smell
anymore.
Well, how about ashes and burnt holes in clothes?
Yeah.
How about yellow fingers, breath? I mean, everything that goes with it.
Right.
Is eliminated. With these things.
Yep.
That
was the problem with Dan's. I had tried Dan's before, but it didn't really taste like a cigarette. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It was...
Yeah.
These actually...
Well, good for you. Is this a step toward quitting or just changing over to these?
I think so. I mean, it'll be hard to... it'll be interesting to see how long, you know, like a tank will last, you know. Because I was never really a big smoker to begin with, so...
Some comedian years ago had a great bit. He said he became addicted to Nicorette gum, so he was smoking to stop chewing gum. Pretty funny. Anything else?
No, that was all I had.
Dan, did you have anything?
No, nothing.
All right, let's close it. Shut it down. A couple of big anniversaries this year. Actually, on this day, 41 years ago, George Foreman... beat Joe Frazier, took the heavyweight title away from Joe Frazier. And we had George, remember we had George Foreman in for
he was in
for a full hour. One of the nicest guys.
Yes.
One of the nicest people we've ever had in there. And he was in for a full, I remember I said, how much time do you have? He said, how much time do you want?
Yeah.
I said, you want to stay the whole hour? He stayed the whole hour. And then he met a bunch of Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts or something out in the lobby.
He's a great guy.
He took a lot of time with them. And did I ever tell you that I interviewed Muhammad Ali years ago?
No.
I never talked about that?
No.
Yeah, I did. And I talked to him right after.
Did you get it? Do you still have it?
I have it. Yeah, I do. I have it right here. I interviewed him after Foreman beat Frazier. And, here's a little of what Ali had to say.
He's the greatest. He's a great fighter, but he's not the greatest. I'm the greatest. I whoop Joe Frazier. Frank, I whoop you both hands tied behind my back. I'm the greatest.
Wow. Muhammad Ali, the greatest.
I saw a story the other day. It was this guy who's a plumber, and he's come over recently from Ireland because of his girlfriend or fiance or whatever. And so some of his friends, he was going to do a job somewhere, a plumbing job, and some of his friends said, oh, by the way, Muhammad Ali lives across the street. And he goes, ah. So he just thought these guys were just messing with him. So sure enough, he goes over to the house and just knocks on the door, and Yolanda, his wife, answers the door. And so he figures at this point, oh, they were telling the truth. So he said, I'm one of Muhammad's biggest fans from Ireland, and it would be great. So he got his picture.
Say it the way he did it, with an Irish accent.
One of Muhammad Ali's biggest fans from
Ireland.
Like
an Indian.
What is that? Yeah.
That sounds like somebody from India.
Habu.
Yeah, I didn't throw it.
Would you like something?
Well, they are kind of close if you think about it. But he got his picture taken with him, so that was pretty cool.
Boy, that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't make it out much anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't know how much
he's
he
been
can
wrecked
walk
for,
or...
Oh, for years. He's been pretty much unable to do... He can't talk. He can... I don't think he can walk at all. He's in a wheelchair. He's got this Parkinson's. He's a mess. He's messed up. And
I
you know, people say, well, he got hit in the head a lot. I don't know that that is the reason.
Correlation,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, other boxers got hit. They didn't end up like that. And other people that are like him didn't box. So, I don't know. I don't know
he ended up going to Canada, correct? To get out of the draft?
He was a draft dodger, and a lot of people, veterans, did not care for that.
Yeah.
They didn't like him, but he took a stand, and in the end, as history sort of rewrote itself about him, the world decided that he really was standing up for what he believed. You know, fighting people in the ring and killing people are two different things, and he didn't believe in killing people, and he was a pacifist, and that was... They overturned the rule. They were going to send him to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal. But, yeah, he did refuse to serve, to go in. And it still doesn't sit well with some people. Because you get a guy like Elvis Presley, yeah, okay, he just goes in. You can't be more famous. And he shut down a couple of years and went in the Army. And other people have. Movie stars have.
Isn't that where Elvis met Priscilla?
Yeah, Germany.
Over in Germany, yeah.
Her dad was military. They were stationed over there. Did we close the Burke segment? I guess we did.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do today. One of the things we have to do, we're going to break and we come back, and Dan is going to be ecstatic about this. January 1st, we actually have just passed the 75th anniversary day. It was January 1st, 1939, which was 75 years ago this month. The Wizard of Oz was released. Released in the same year as Gone with the Wind and a couple of other really big movies. It was a huge movie year. And this was Technicolor, which was, my goodness, unheard of. Nobody ever heard of such a thing. The budget was $1 million for the people talking. Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. And a cast of hundreds and costumes galore and set. And it was a big deal.
The last female Munchkin just died the other day. She was 95. I can't remember her name, but.
See, I didn't know any were alive after Mickey Carroll.
Yeah, she was the last female Munchkin that was in there.
Well, I got a bunch of stuff on The Wizard of Oz. We're going to talk about The Wizard of Oz. And yes, before you flood us with requests, we will have Dan do The Scarecrow, The Tin Man, The Cowardly Lion, and The Apple Tree, and maybe even more. So you don't have to bombard us. We know what you want, and we'll give you that. But it's the only movie that I can think of that I even remember watching as a kid. You know, as a kid, I'm sure I saw other movies, but I don't know, you know, until I was 12 or 14, I don't remember any movie, but boy, do I remember The Wizard of Oz. Because every year, once a year, CBS, I think yes. CBS had the rights to it, and it was something that you literally put on the calendar in the kitchen when people used calendars and marked it down that Saturday night or whatever it was at 7 o'clock, The Wizard of Oz. And I mean, we got in front of that TV. I'd never seen anything like it. It was unbelievable. And what's interesting is, I think it's probably still a movie. Now, I haven't watched any kids watch it recently, but I think it's probably still a movie that kids get caught up in it. It's exciting. It's frightening. I'll tell you some stuff later. I got a bunch of stuff on The Wizard of Oz. They actually had to cut some of the scenes with the witch, and because it was so frightening to kids that the producers just said, we got to cut that. That's going to scare the crap out of kids. The monkeys scared some kids. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. The flying monkeys.
But it was from a, I guess, technological step. It's such an advance in terms of, it was so advanced in terms of the stuff they did. I mean, things flying and fire and smoke and the slippers in the book. Mr. Baum, B-A-U-M, who wrote the book, in the book, the shoes were silver, but because they wanted to make the most out of this Technicolor film and the new technology, they made them, you know, ruby slippers instead of silver. And I got a bunch of other stuff I think you'll find interesting. So I don't remember how old I was. They aired it first on TV in 1956, and what was interesting is when it opened in the theaters, it didn't set the world on fire, and it got some really bad reviews. Some good reviews, but some bad reviews. Some people that said over the top, too much, frightening for children. What are they trying to do? This is supposed to be a kid's story, and they're scaring the kids to death. And when it really, really got successful was 1956, and I think that was the first year that it was put on television, when it hit TV, buddy. And what else is interesting is, I don't think most people then had color TVs. Doesn't it start in black and white, and then when she lands at the Emerald City, it turns to color?
Yeah, as soon as she goes out and open the door.
Well, I never knew that, because we watched it in black and white.
Yeah.
We didn't have a color TV. And so when that guy says, well, that's a horse of a different color, it was actually a colored horse.
Yeah,
that they colored with Jell-O powder to paint the horse. And I didn't get the reference because I couldn't see the horse in color. And I never knew for years that movie was in color. But in black and white, it was fantastic.
Yeah, black and white. And then when the cyclone takes her and then she lands in Munchkin Land there, when she walks out and opens the door, then
that's when it turns color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
For moviegoers who are so accustomed to black and white, and all of a sudden, you can almost hear the people in the theater gasping when the color comes on. I do remember the first color TV that I ever saw. I was at my aunt's house, and the neighbors across the street had some money, and they had the only color TV in the neighborhood, and my aunt, I was visiting her, and she says, I have great news. She said, Mrs. So-and-so, whatever her name was across the street, knows you're here visiting. And she said, I could bring you over at 3:00 because there's a color cartoon coming on.
Ooh.
And man, we sat down in front of the TV like at least a half hour early. Ready. We're ready. And then here comes that the following program is brought to you in living color on NBC, the Peacock. And I just thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. And if you could see that picture today with the TVs we have today, you'd laugh at it. The color was so bad.
Oh, it was. We had our first color TV we had was a 19-inch Sylvania.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. Even the biggest TV, a big console, I'll bet you that screen wasn't more than 25 inches.
No, it was 25. Yeah, you're right. It was 25 inches. Those big console TVs, that was the biggest TV they made, was a 25-inch.
But we thought it was huge.
Oh. It was like a big monster picture.
And the other thing is, everybody watched the TV sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't put up the position eye level they should have been. It was a console that was sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of sat on the floor or looked down at the TV. We'll kick around some Wizard of Oz stuff and whatever else you want to do. We're here for your pleasure. So if you want to call, I will give you the numbers. Don't forget Dr. Doug will be in next hour. But till then, it's all yours and all ours. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, it's 888-550-KTRS. But remember, most of the lines coming in are dedicated to the 314-969-KTRS. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial planners whose names I want you to know. I want you to, even if you just remember markandjason.com, that's really all you have to remember, because that will take you to their website, which will give you their phone number, tell you a little bit about them. Here's what I will tell you about them. They're in the business of giving financial advice to people who have $25,000 or more. If that's you, and you say, well, I already have it invested. Well, you know, you can reinvest it. You can move it. Maybe where you have it is fine. And if it is, they'll tell you that. You set up a meeting because they're not going to call you or solicit business from you. And then the rest is up to you. If you want to continue and you like what they had to say, even if you have an advisor, second opinion never hurts. And this is one of those things that you put off when you're 25 or 30. You put off when you're 35. You go, when I'm 40, we're going to start planning, have a plan. We'll start when we're 45. And before you know it, you look back and go, man, if I had just done this earlier. It's all about discipline. And they'll help you with that. And they'll show you some ways, maybe some ways you can get money to save and hang on to that you didn't know you had. Maybe you're paying too much in taxes like most people are. MarkandJason.com.
Beep, beep.
Whoa, we got a beep beep in there now, huh? Hey,
when did that happen?
I don't know.
It wasn't like that this morning.
Really? It just happened then. Wow.
It's just a special one for the large morning show.
Paving new grounds here. Here's traffic, and here's Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. We're looking at slow traffic now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Usual spot there. Just picking up volume on southbound 270. We have a stall on westbound 40 before Clarkson. Another one on eastbound 70 at Adelaide. And westbound 70, another stall after Highway 170. This traffic report brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn.
Tomorrow night, the Aggies of Texas A&M University come to Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers Lady Basketball team. Coverage begins at 6:45 and the tip-off is at 7. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offer through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefaninas.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. or ArcaMidwest.com.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man, in 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory, the savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Follow the yellow brick road.
That's right, Dorothy.
Follow the yellow brick road.
That's right, go on.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Whoa.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
One of those voices was that financial guy.
No, I don't think he couldn't be. That's
right. Oh, that's right. Follow the yellow brick road. Wizard of Oz, 75 years old this month. The movie, when I watched it, as good as it was, and normally when you're really caught up in a movie, it seems to go fast, but this seemed long to me, like an epic. It was an hour and 42 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah. It just seemed like a three-hour movie to
me. Well, on TV, it usually runs on TBS now around the holidays, and it's usually on from like 7 till 10.
You think kids still watch it? You think parents tell kids, hey, The Wizard of Oz is coming on?
I think so. My daughter does.
I mean, at a certain age, you have to be, because those monkeys were scary when I was
but
younger.
We still don't have anything to replace it. I still think it stands up as that movie every kid, you know, has to see.
My niece and nephew have seen the new movie, Oz, with what's his name?
Oh, Johnny Depp?
No. It
was it Tim Burton that did that?
Oh, man, I can't think of the guy's name.
Oz the Great and Powerful?
Yeah. He just had a roast about him. Oh, shoot. James Franco.
Franco. Oh, yeah. That bombed.
Yeah.
That was a major
But I think
bomb.
It's more kid-friendly because they haven't seen the original yet just because some of those parts are...
The Great Oz, the man behind the curtain, was played by a guy named Frank Morgan. And the part originally, that part, they wanted... You know who they wanted? Anybody know?
I don't remember.
W.C. Fields is who they wanted.
I don't think that would have went.
Thank you so much.
That would have
Pay
went.
No
well.
Attention to the man behind the curtain.
go back to your Irish accent.
Buddy Epson was supposed to be the Tin Man.
The Tin Man, that's right. And Dorothy was not originally, it wasn't supposed to be Judy Garland. It was supposed to be Shirley Temple. Hmm. They couldn't get Shirley Temple. She had a contractual issue with another studio, so they got Judy Garland. Now, here's the other thing. That dress that she wears, for those of you who have seen it in color, it's a gingham kind of, it looks like it's like blue and white checks or whatever it is. The white was actually pink. It wasn't white. It looks white because in the original Technicolor film, it looked whiter as pink than it did as white. Don't ask me to explain that because I couldn't. Now, there were plans for a sequel to The Wizard of Oz. Well, but a couple of things happened. One of the things that happened was that Margaret Hamilton, who was the Wicked Witch, with the "I'll get you, my pretty," she was real skeptical about whether or not it'd have any legs as a sequel. But the other thing that happened was Judy Garland went on and became such a huge star. They couldn't even negotiate a deal with her. She went on to so much more that it wasn't going to happen. Now, Premier Magazine did a poll not long ago. The 100 greatest movie lines. Like if you say, you put one of theirs in the hospital, we put one of theirs in the morgue. You know, those things.
Right.
So, and a few of those 100 lines came, it's actually got a few in there. One, which came in at number 24 of the top 100 movie lines, was, "Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain."
Yeah.
Number 24. Ranking even higher at number 11 was, "There's no place like home." as one of the top 100. You know what? I need to pull up the top. We need to pull up the top 100 Premier Magazine's top 100 movie lines. Number 62 was Toto, I Have a Feeling We're Not in Kansas Anymore. Number 99 was I'll Get You, My Pretty, and Your Little Dog, Too. This same magazine, Premier Magazine, at one time, years ago, said it was one of the 20 most overrated movies of all time.
Wow.
It got some bad press. I mean, there weren't a lot of people that were impressed or think it would have any longevity. The Judy Garland, she was something like, 16 or something. She wasn't as young as they were portraying her to be, so they had a corset. They squeezed her waist. I've read that several accounts of that to make her look smaller.
And I have the list here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, hang on to that, because I think that'd be pretty interesting. The monkeys, the flying monkeys, were on piano wires. Everything then was on piano wire. If they did anything, that piano wire must be some strong stuff, because everybody was always hanging by piano wires. The Munchkins, this is interesting, and if Mickey Carroll, the late Mickey Carroll, were around, he could verify this, but I got this from more than one source. What do you think their pay was per week?
Oh, I heard it was really bad. It wasn't that good at all.
$50 a week. Toto got $125 a week. The dog made more than twice as much as the Munchkins.
Yeah, I heard the Munchkins kind of got screwed out of that whole deal.
No, they did. The horses in the Emerald City Palace got their color from Jell-O crystals, and they had to shoot quickly because the horses would right away start licking the Jell-O crystals off themselves. The now this says running time is 101 minutes, 102, whatever, 40, roughly an hour and 40 minutes. The original cut was slightly longer. It was about 10 minutes longer, but they took some of the stuff out because they did a test audience, and they thought a couple of these things were just too scary for kids. Now, the in the original novel, L. Frank Baum wrote the novel. There are these tiger-bear hybrids. They're half tiger, half bears, and they're being slashed to pieces. And the Tin Woodsman takes his axe and decapitates a wildcat and 40 wolves, and bumblebees sting themselves to death against the scarecrow. That kind of stuff they didn't include. Yeah, I know, because they thought, we can't put this in the movie. I was wrong. The production cost came in at, I said a million, at $2,770,000.
Man.
And on the initial release, that film only earned, now keep in mind it cost $2.75 million to make, it only earned $3 million. I'm telling you, it wasn't until it hit TV that they really started making money on it. I told you before, the slippers were changed from silver to ruby. And then one more thing, and then we'll take some phone calls. The song Over the Rainbow came in number one on the American Film Institute's list of 100 greatest songs in American films. That came out in 2004, and it was the number one song on the list. Again, greatest songs in American films. It's also, the film is rated number one on the American Film Institute's list of 10 greatest fantasy films. That came out in 2008, and it's number one in great fantasy films.
It's considered a musical, stuff. Right?
I would consider it a musical, but fantasy film, okay, it's fantasy film. Take a couple of calls. We gave you the numbers. I hope you paid attention. Eric is with us. Hello, Eric. How are you?
I am doing fine and calling from El Paso, Texas.
Wow.
Wanted to tell you, my daughter, she's 4 years old. She loves Wizard of Oz. She dressed up as Dorothy for Halloween. Down here, right on the border of Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And it's a phenomenon down here. People are totally into the Wizard of Oz. People dress up like this during the Halloween year. And
you know what? I think it's gonna live for 200 years. I think this movie is forever gonna be a classic, and it's timeless because it doesn't take place in an actual real time period anyway. You know, the farmers still pretty much look like farmers in black and white. They're out on the farm, pigs in the pen, and she's just a girl with pigtails. There's really nothing about it that won't stand the test of time.
Yeah, well, my daughter asked me, I'm from St. Louis originally, she asked me, she goes, have you seen tornadoes like that before? I go, no.
Yeah, especially in the Kansas. Well, I'm glad she's four. I'm glad kids still watch that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, he just wanted to call and get a taste of 2-degree weather.
Oh, yeah.
He just at least wanted to talk to somebody who's in cool weather. Let's bring Herb in here. Hello, Herb.
Frank?
Yes, sir.
First TV set we had was 7 inches, and we put a magnifier in front of it, made it 9 inches.
Wow, 7-inch TV.
Everybody would come in from the neighborhood to watch Milton Berle on it.
Let me show everybody what 9 inches looks like. Hey, there you go, right there.
It's a good thing they didn't have any.
Getting back to the movie, though, my kids, when they were, I have a photograph of them when they were 12, 9, 12, and 14, 9, 12, and 13, sitting on a bed in front of TV trays, was eating TV dinners, watching that movie.
Yeah, and you didn't leave the TV. You didn't get up and leave.
No,
you couldn't.
No, they didn't go anywhere. They sat on a bed, watched the whole thing, eating their TV dinners.
Yeah, there was no pause. There was no DVR. There's no backup, record it, play it later. You didn't want to miss a thing.
And they did that every year until they were in their late teens.
Wow. And I think in a lot of households, it became a yearly, it was an event.
Tradition.
Yeah, yes, you didn't miss it. Yes, you did not miss a year.
They wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right, Herb, thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bruce, let's get him in. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, guys. AM to the PM.
Thank Bruce. You.
You know, you were talking about famous lines and stuff like that. I was talking earlier, one of the famous lines in our house for a story that goes nowhere sometimes and isn't funny, it's,
nice story, Dan.
I think it's hilarious.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah, good story, Dan. Nice story.
Yeah. Good story. If you're going to do it, get it right there, Herb. Good story, Dan.
Yeah, we watch. We still watch The Wizard of Oz. I'm 50. My kids are in their 20s, and it's still one of the best shows to watch for imagination. And, you know, my grandkids are afraid of them like we were and everything else. Phenomenal.
I need to watch it again because I haven't watched it since my kids were little. And like anything else, you watch it and there'll be several parts you completely forgot about.
Absolutely.
I need to see it again. All right. Thank you, Herb.
Hey, no, that was Bruce.
The Blue Cigarettes already made it on the main screen, Justified, a show that I watched. They already had it on there twice.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Bruce.
See ya.
All right. One more quick one?
Yep.
Jim. How are you, Jim?
This is John.
Well, it says Jim on my screen.
He didn't even ask me for my name, so either way.
Whoa.
Well, he's just making up names now.
He got close.
Well, he got the J right. John, what's going on?
Well, a couple things. Try to keep it quick. I didn't get to hear you guys on Monday, but I went to the podcast, Ian, you know, and it keeps starting over. So you were talking about the 47-degree weather, and we're going to get 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow, which was Tuesday, and you said, Dan, show them what 1 to 2 inches looks like. Dan says, about an inch and a half.
Yeah.
I think it's swollen. Maybe it's infected. You said, that's a joke. And then it starts over again. The whole show starts over and over and over and over. So I didn't get to hear you talk about the KSDK thing, but I'm sure it's a little old news now.
Yeah, it is old news. I think they're embarrassed, and they've apologized about as much as they can. And in the end, like anything else, people will forget about it. I don't think it'll hurt them.
Right.
You know, nobody. If that's your favorite newscast, you're not going to stop because of that one thing.
Right. So that's old. Today, it's I just bringing up the problem with the podcast, though, right? So
yeah, and you know what? Unfortunately, we have nothing to do with that. I've never heard it.
Okay.
We don't. Who does that, Peon? I don't know.
Not sure. Email me, and I'll
Send. Give me your email address, Peon.
EonThePeon@gmail.com.
EonThePeon@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Second, I've called them before to ask. Frank, you talk about Texas every once in a while, and I think you kind of like the state. I'm from Texas. But I don't understand. I think the last time I called in, it was about the lion at the zoo in Dallas, you know, the male lion that killed the female lion, and somebody said, well, that's what you get in Texas. Well, okay. So today in the Post, they're talking about bike lanes here in St. Louis. And for some reason, people go ape about bicyclists out on the roads. And this nice lady said, here in Dallas, I guess she's from Dallas, here in Dallas, bicycles get a full lane, and, you know, talking about that. And then some jackass says, Yeah, in Texas they have lane for goats and burros and iguanas on a stick. So what do you expect?
I mean, yeah. Well, he's obviously not from Texas.
Is this in the that opinion or whatever the heck where the people write in the paper?
Yeah, in the comments section.
Yeah, see, I don't read that crap because it's anonymous, cowardly postings. I don't read them. I don't think they should be allowed because you get people mouthing off like that who don't know what they're talking about, and they don't have to back it up because you don't know who they are.
Well, no, actually, you're supposed to know who they are. You're supposed to use your personal Facebook page, but I guess there's ways around it. Either way, I just was asking what the whole hatred for the state of Texas is up here.
I don't know that there is much. Just a couple of knuckleheads. I don't think up here people hate Texas at all. I've not felt that.
They have a lot of transplants that have moved from here to Texas. That guy that just called from El Paso.
Well, when they say don't mess with Texas, it's right. Don't mess with Texas. Texas people, it's like their own country. I've never seen a state where people are so proud to live in a place as the people in Texas are. You know, every state
proudness and not a cockiness.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And everybody should take a lesson from that. Everybody should be as proud of their state as Texans are of Texas.
Right.
All right.
Hey, Dan, did you get that in Section 6 there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
See y'all later. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Put a little ice on it.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're talking about, the infection.
He said, remember when he was talking about the podcast, and we said, show him 2 inches. And
I wish I could tell people more about that podcast thing. I don't listen to it. I've said before, I've never heard one whole show that we've ever done, but I know they're out there. There are apparently 2 websites. I just got a text from my son. You can go to KTRS.com and get a podcast, or there's MarkTastic.com. MarkTastic.com. So there you go. 2 places for podcasts. American Equity Mortgage. Here's a place you can go for a loan to buy a house, a mortgage. And now he says it's FOP.MarkTastic.com. Okay. Now you know the rest of the story. American Equity Mortgage, if you are renting and you can possibly swing a down payment, get out of that situation. Get your own place. You can make a bigger house payment, a larger amount for your house payment than the rent you're paying, and still be ahead because you've got a tax deduction you didn't have before. Plus, you're building equity. You own something that hopefully you can sell and make some money on. You're not going to do that renting. Now, if you already have a house, you have equity. Use that equity to borrow smart money. If there's something you need, your daughter's getting married, you need to pay for a whole bunch of stuff for a wedding, use the equity, borrow money smartly, pay cash for it, roll it into your house payment. They'll tell you how to do it. They've been doing it for 21 years and doing it well. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, Big 550.